Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Good Advice Podcast. You're tuning into the best place to talk all the things related to how to grow and scale your business. And I'm your host, Blake Binns. I've been running this podcast for about 5 years now. And we like to pull apart all the little complicated mess that can come with having to figure out how to run a business and get back to all those actionable, practical things that we know what works. That we know works, right? So we don't do a lot of fluff on the show. We don't do a lot of shenanigans on the show. We just like to talk about stuff that makes sense here. So if you like that kind of stuff and you've been thinking about how to grow your business, I think you're going to enjoy today's show. We're going to be talking about a business that spent millions of dollars on some things that ultimately didn't matter and why they went out of business just a couple years later. This is a story that came from one of my customers, and I'm going to be sharing with it with you today. But before we dive in, we have a word from one of the amazing businesses that sponsors the show, and we'll be right back soon. See ya. There's one single piece of advice that I give to business owners who are ready to scale their business drastically. And that's knowing exactly what you need to hand off so that you can continue focusing on what you're an expert in. It amazes me when I talk to business owners who are doing their own bookkeeping and tax prep, and worse, that they're going through all this paperwork at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, even midnight, slaving away trying to make sense of all of the numbers for their business. Business owners who are making it happen have already figured out that you can't do it all yourself. That's why I recommend Steve Lay with Equity Business Solutions. Not only is he an expert in bookkeeping and tax prep, but what I love about Steve is that he'll sit down with you and help you make sense of the value of your business beyond just reading a spreadsheet. You'll be able to make better decisions, and more importantly, you're going to save yourself the crucial time you would have spent going through QuickBooks or an Excel spreadsheet or whatever it is that keeps us up late at night. So save yourself some time and some money by giving Steve Lay a call at Equity Business Solutions, and he'll show you the value beyond your numbers. Go to equitybusinesssolutionsllc.com to find out more. So I had a customer who reached out. We were having a conversation, and this customer was telling me about a new building, a new store in their town. Now, if you guys have ever been to like a Fresh Market or Whole Foods or what have you, you know, a little area where you can go get a meal, you can get lunch, dinner, what have you. Sometimes they have pizza, sometimes they have sushi, sometimes they have sandwiches, whatever. Well, my customer was telling me about this location in their hometown where it's like a major branded store. And essentially the way the story goes is this company went all out on that prepared food section of their store. In fact, the total price point was something like $7 million, where it was like three stories, had a restaurant in it, did all this stuff to make it just really cool and look amazing. So he's telling me the story, and I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. And he's like, well, what do you think happened to the store? And I was like, I don't know, you tell me. And he goes, yeah, they went out of business just 28 months later after they opened. And they were, their opening was a really big deal. It was a massive place that opened up in our town. So I was like, well, what happened? And he goes, Blake, I could not get even a good cup of coffee there. The food wasn't good. It wasn't worth the price. It was lipstick on a pig. You know, have you heard that expression before? Putting lipstick on a pig, you know, prettying up something that ultimately doesn't have much, I guess I shouldn't say much value. I mean, pigs, this is where like we get into the conversation of the podcast where I'm like, well, wait a second, pigs actually are pretty valuable. But you get the point, right? In that this was a business that had put a lot of effort into prettying up the business. They had done a lot of work on making it this amazing place. But at the end of the day, the quality of it was not up to par. I think the thing that should scare us as business owners is not, do I have a great website? It's not, do I, compared to my competition, do I have the branded t-shirts and the cool swag and the amazing marketing. You know, do I have the engagement on my social media account? These are all things that are very tactile in that we are drawn to them because they are, they're visual. They're things that we can easily see. You know, you find out about a friend of yours who's opening up a competing business and you go to their website and you're like, wow, that website's really good. You know, you find out about a competitor who's offering a service that's, you know, you check out their service and you're like, wow, that looks really good. I've been in business for 5.5 years now. What I can tell you is none of these things ultimately matter that much long term. What matters most long term is delivering a quality product and a quality service. Now, this is something that is very easy to talk about in the sense of you're nodding, you're saying, yes, of course. No one gets into business with the endeavor of, I'm going to deliver a crappy product. No one thinks that way. No one acts that way. It just isn't what it's going to be top of mind for someone. Everyone gets into business thinking, I shouldn't say everyone gets into business thinking, I want this thing to last, because some people do start businesses with, you know, the goal is to be acquired at some point. But even in that case, people start businesses because they want, with the intention of their business having long-term value. And yet, you can probably think of on one, maybe two hands, businesses that you've had truly meaningful experiences with. I think about this a lot for my business, Good Advice, and now Podcastable as well. I think, what experience is someone getting from me? I think about past customers, and I try not to make it awkward whenever a customer moves on, you know, our time comes to an end. I always ask, hey, what was the experience like? Did you like it? Was it helpful? Now, what I've learned is that many people are very kind and polite, and they don't want to, you know, it's kind of like whenever someone does an exit survey for a business, like they quit and it's anonymous, or, you know, it goes into like a pool of responses, and then that's shared like at the end of the year or what have you. Even in those cases, people still often are not honest about why they left, what happened, and what have you. So for me, I think asking the question is a good thing to do, but I'm never satisfied with just that, if that makes sense. At the end of the day, the businesses that make it long-term, the businesses that survive long-term, are simply the ones doing good work. That's it. That's the equation there. Let's talk about the website, for example. Think about how much money you've spent on a website and the work you've put into making sure the website works great, looks great, is great, what have you. Which, by the way, I don't have any issues with websites. You'd be amazed, or maybe you wouldn't be, maybe you know people like this. You'd be amazed at the number of people I talk to who have incredible 6-7 figure plus businesses and no website. Now, hear me correctly. If you're just starting your business out, I'm going to tell you, hey, get a website. You know, get all the help you can get. But some people are doing such a great job. Like, I even knew a guy who had an amazing digital marketing company. He didn't even have a website for his digital marketing company, but the work was that good. And people were referring him, and happy customers were, hey, you got to work with so-and-so. Hey, I got to tell you about this guy. So doing good work is simply enough sometimes. By the way, I think this is pretty intuitive. We know that the better work we do, the better we can charge. But even companies that have high price tags don't always do great work. I've spent money in places I shouldn't have. I've paid for things, and after the fact, it was like, man, you guys were really expensive, and the quality just simply wasn't there. But on the flip side, it's also reassurance whenever competitors show up, because a lot of times I think, okay, if they can deliver on the quality that I deliver, if they can deliver on the service that I deliver, now it's time for me to double down and really hone in and make sure that I'm innovating, you know, and I think that is supposed to happen anyway, even in the absence of a customer, because in the absence of a competitor, because your customers, their problems are always evolving. They're always, you know, there's new nuances in business every single day, right? So I think the takeaway today is don't be that business that spends all this money in places and ultimately there's nothing valuable there. Make sure that what people pay for your services, that it matches the experience. And one last thing on that too is that also requires someone understanding the value of what you do. Just because someone pays your service doesn't mean they always naturally see it. Sometimes great customers understand what to expect when they work with you. Me, for example, people will pay thousands of dollars from like a consulting perspective. One of the things I always tell them, hey, I'm not a life raft for your business. I'm not going to go out and sell for you. I'm not going to turn your sales process upside down. So getting those expectations out from the get-go can often help keep a customer happy and engaged and understanding what to expect. Hey, a quick episode for today. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll be back later this week for another episode on the Good Advice Podcast. And hey, by the way, if you didn't hear the news, we got a new business. It's our podcast services with Good Advice. It's called Podcastable. You can go to getpodcastable.com. And I'd love a Google review from you, either on that or on my Good Advice business. You can check that out as well. Thank you for listening today. We'll see you soon. Take care.